Am I on? Hello, everybody. I think I'm on the air. I hope I'm on the air. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that talks about the Akashic Records and talks about life, takes your calls, and helps answer some of life's simple yet profound questions. This is Donna Fox, and I hope you call in. This program is only as rich as your questions and only as deep as what you're willing to move into. So tonight I want to talk about a couple of things. First of all, I have a message from the Akasha for you. And the message from the Akasha is not only around purpose, but it's also about what's happening energetically out there. Right now, it's very important that we understand that the energies on the planet are very heavy energies. Something is definitely up. People are feeling heavy, weighted down, confused, overwhelmed, not fulfilling their commitments, financially challenged, having ailments that they're not sure what's really wrong with them, but they're not feeling 100% of who they are. And there's many people out there that are wondering, A, what's happening to their business, and it's not just the economy here in the United States. It has to do with the energies on the planet right now, and it has to do with a major shift that is actually we're in it, and it's going to be here for a while. That may not be real good news, but there are ways that we can combat this, and you know, not everybody feels these energies the same way. However, if you're one of those people where you feels like your life has either come crashing down or is kind of out of control, then this is the program you want to listen to, because there's something up, and we want to be able to speak to how you can move into your own power. What's happening on the planet, and this is a global situation, and again, please feel free to call in and discuss this, but what's happening here is there is a lessening of the reins, if you will, of our soul's intention, and in some cases our personalities have taken over and are creating situations that our souls are kind of sitting back and watching what's happening. One of the things that's important for you to understand is that when you feel out of control or overwhelmed or in general out of sorts, you have to know that you are definitely in your ego, you're definitely in your personality, and it is blocking your ability to communicate with the depth and the truth of your soul. Now, what's important to understand about the truth of your soul is that when you're on course or when you're feeling in your power, there is always a feeling of not only optimism, and it's not even like optimism or bliss so much as it is an even contentment. And even knowing that everything is okay, you're moving along the way you should. And it's like, when we're really moving and operating on task or on purpose, if you will, it's not that we're operating in a blissful high or a definite low, obviously. It's an even keel. It's a centeredness. It's a centeredness that we walk with, knowing that we are in control of our being and our knowing. When we're off balance and when we're off kilter and when we move into a space of confusion is when we're coming from a place of being, again, imbalanced, and our personality is running the show. And what's important to understand about when your personality runs the show is that, especially within the work of the Akasha, if you work with the Akashic Records and you know how to open your own Akashic Records, what happens is that you're holding intention of experience, and the soul has an intention of experience, and the personality comes forward and moves in. The record keepers or the information from the records will not overshadow the consciousness of the experience of the personality. Now, I hope you understand what I just said. If you don't, call me in so that we can clarify. But what happens is that whether... It's very important to understand that if you feel that you are being driven from a place of anxiety, if you're feeling driven from a place of uneasiness around your throat, your heart chakra, or your solar plexus, your power chakra, if you're feeling uneasy, like a tightness in those areas, that's your first kind of red flag that you are being driven, if you will, from a personality point of view and not from a soul intention point of view. And it's at that point that you need to be able to really almost step out of yourself and become the observer. And as you become the observer, it's also very important that you begin to document where you see yourself going off course and move into a place of wanting or knowing of how you would want to move back onto course. So that what happens here is if you can pull yourself up and become the observer of your life, you notice that you have other choices other than being in helplessness. Clearly, being in an I don't know space is good for a while, but when the I don't know space becomes a frustration, when confusion becomes a frustration, it also is a personality-driven experience. And so by pulling yourself up and ask yourself, what action steps or what can I do? Now, you can do this without your records open, if you'd like. You can do this, and for those people who don't know how to open their own records, you can actually pull yourself up and become the observer. And so what's important at this point is to really look at what areas of your life that you want to shift, and become very honest with yourself as to what part of you or what action steps you have taken to create these situations that are making you uncomfortable. So, for example, if you're in a state of confusion because you don't know what you want to do with the rest of your life, notice that your contribution, and this is a kind of a general comment the record keepers are giving you, but notice that your contribution into being confused about what your quote-unquote purpose is has more to do with you being right than you being happy. And there are some of you out there that don't understand what makes you happy, because the reality is that there have been so many times in your life that happiness, let's say, was snatched from you, that you are still living with that fear that the happiness is not available. And you can only live so long like that until you really have to take your head out of the sand and realize that you no longer have to feel victimized. You have a choice. Remember last week we were talking about your choice about how you can change the altitude. Now, I'm not saying that you... I have to wait for this just a minute. I'm not saying that you have to feel guilty about where you're at. This is not about guilt or blame. This is about becoming very much an observer of what is going on in your life and being very clear about what you want to do to shift it. Does that make sense to you? It's like, you have a choice. Let's say, for example, you're in a financial situation where you need to shift out of a finance. Let's say that you've been throwing good money after bad when it comes to, let's say, taking workshops or trying to make a business run that's not, that you're pushing too hard, that it's not flowing easily. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when your life is on track, things flow easily. And when you really start feeling the need to push or create artificial situations, that's the time to pull back and take another tact. It's time to move on or move into a different a different level of observation is what they're saying. Now, we're going to go back to the idea of dollars. If, in fact, you're in a situation where you're pushing the river, if you will, and trying to make a business go that's not going, there comes a point where you need to stop and really assess what's going on. And if it means to take your focus off that business for a month or two and move into a job that literally pays the bills, then the reason that's an important piece to do is because it almost, what they're showing me is, and this is interesting because I'm not a baseball person, but they're showing me that by moving into a different realm or a different observational point, you're dusting off home plate. Now, I'm not sure what that... I'll be with you in a minute, caller. I'm not sure what that means, except by taking your focus off of what's not working and moving into a menial job, something that's just bringing money in, it literally shifts your focus and changes your attitude. What they're showing me is that you're dusting off home plate. Not that you're going to stay there forever, but it's really about giving yourself a break and moving yourself out of the anxiety. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
my name is Don.
Hi, Don. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Central Washington State.
Oh, great. Have you heard the program before?
Have I what?
Have you heard the program before?
Yeah, most every week since I found BBS, I listen to what you have to say.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much for listening. How can we help you tonight?
Well, sometimes regarding confusion and purpose, sometimes I waffle in my intention to make more light or to expose the darkness or the evil. You know, I just, and so, how would you understand what personally I need to emphasize?
Yes, so what you're saying is sometimes you waffle around creating more light, and exposing the evil. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, I have opportunities, you know, like anybody else, to do more loving and caring and being compassionate. I'm not like I'm a retired person.
Okay.
So I got a lot of options open, but then on the other hand, I get so personally irritated by something like let's say the ruling elite's attempt to use some a multidimensional way to eliminate most of the world's population. It seems to me, I'm not paranoid or anything, but I just recognize what's going on in a lot of different ways.
Sure. Okay.
And so it's confusing to me at times that, like I said, where my efforts should be going.
Okay. So the idea here is that if I'm hearing you correctly, what I'm hearing from the records is there are times that you actually feel angry about feeling helpless to be able to shift the consciousness in various areas of not only your own life, but the planet.
Sure.
Is that right?
I'm not so much angry anymore. I think I'm pretty much past the anger stage in my development.
Would it be frustrated then?
Yeah, like when I hear people that are sick for stupid reasons. Let's say, you know, my little town still has fluoride in the water.
My little town has fluoride in the water too.
Yeah, and there's actually 10 big cities and towns in Washington that actually have taken steps to do away with that.
Okay.
You know, so like I think, you know, should I put all my effort into an anti-fluoride campaign, or should I just spend more time loving and caring and being compassionate for all the people that I come in contact with in a variety of ways?
And why can't you do both?
Well, I can do both. That's why I'm calling you, as to see if fighting against the darkness is futile.
Well, now you see, here's the piece. What's important to understand is that when we set up our viewpoint as us against them, we come from a place of lack.
Sure, I got
and
that.
So when we come from a place of lack, we can only continue that lack.
I gotcha.
And so what you're asking is how to be able to shift your altitude, if you will.
Okay.
How to shift it so that you can move into doing what you feel is right for you without attachment of outcome.
Okay.
That make sense to you?
Yeah, that's very important. I recognize that.
Yes. And so the idea here is by, let's say that you were to mount a campaign to eliminate the fluoride in your town, in the water. And let's say that on one hand your efforts were not successful. However, they were successful in helping people understand the idea of what they put in their bodies. So the pieces is, how do you define success? Now, the officials may not go along with your program, but the awareness that you create by creating a program like that goes farther, far and wide, and deeper because of the awareness it offers to those people who are not aware of what they're putting in their own bodies and their children's bodies. You see?
Good.
And so the idea here is not about, is this going to be successful and therefore should I do it? It's about, if I do it, how can I open up the light to more people? Because, let's face it, the idea of darkness is not that it's necessarily a lower energy in all cases, but it's the absence of light. And the more light we bring, the more we elevate the vibrations of all of those around us. And then what happens is as we elevate the light within others, the planet automatically becomes more lighted.
That's an excellent way of reframing my question.
Yeah. And so the piece here is about you moving into that which is truly most sacred within you, and really coming from a place of the holy man that you are. And it's really about you understanding that you, Don, you are a reverent holy man that has a mission to really bring light. And the picture they're showing me is that of you with a beacon, with you with a torch, if you will, lighting the way for others. And the outcome won't necessarily be what you think it is, but it will always be the intention of bringing more light to whatever the situation is.
I got it.
Good.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Okay, take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So do you see, folks? You know, everyone asks about their purpose, and that's not necessarily what Don was asking about, but it flows into that. When you ask, what's my purpose, or what am I, quote-unquote, supposed to be doing, it's what fills your heart with the idea of gladness and focus to move you forward and into a place of knowing. Now, I'm going to get back to that, what they were talking about before, about shifting your focus if you've been pushing the river. There are many times that we choose a business because we feel that business is what we're, quote-unquote, supposed to be doing. And this is not to say that it's not what you're supposed to be doing. What it's saying here, what the record keepers are saying is that if you're feeling frustrated with the success of what you're doing, it's time to pull back and regroup and take a look at what is working, what isn't working, and where and what your, not only responsibility, but what your participation, that's the word they're talking about. What participation of yours is necessary to shift it? So, I think what's real important here is for us to understand that each of us has a responsibility to shift our consciousness in our own world. And when we shift our consciousness in our own world, the world itself shifts because of the way we are shifting. Much can happen from one person. Much can happen from one person. And so there are folks out there that feel that it's their responsibility to change the entire planet and the world. And the record keepers want you to know that all you're responsible for is changing your own world and allowing other people to see your own personal shifts. And when they see you shift, they will shift. So it's not about carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. Far be it. It's about you carrying your own world and really looking at what's happening in your own circle. And this, it's really also about baby steps. It's about one thing at a time. It's about taking responsibility for who you are and what you want your life to be in one area and shifting that area and allowing that area then to shift other areas and allowing the domino effect of one area, changing another area, changing another area, changing another area. Because for those people out there that are trapped in their own confusion, part of the trap of your confusion has to do with your, and this is not a criticism, please understand, this is really about becoming aware. It has to do with your reluctance to become aware of your responsibility for who you are. I'm going to say that again. It's your reluctance to become aware of your responsibility of who you are. The answers, my dear ones, are not outside of you. They are inside of you. And it has to do with you being willing to hear them. It has to do with you being, and I know there are some people out there saying, but I am willing and I'm not hearing anything. And the reality is it's really about taking a look at your life and being very almost mundane about what you want to change. Because if, in fact, you're trying to raise yourself to a higher spiritual level, and you don't shift the mundane that's around you, it's much harder to do. The balance of shifting what's immediately around you and shifting your spiritual vibration must be balanced at the same time. So I really want you to think about that. Just want you to know that what's going on the outside of your world is what's going on the inside of your world. And so, step by step, it needs to shift. And believe me, when I tell you that this is information that I need as much as you do, there's not one of us out there that is working in the spiritual realm that has it all figured out. But what is coming forward from the record keepers through me to you are guidelines and guideposts for yourself and for myself that we can incorporate into our lives that will allow us the freedom of knowing who we are. See, there's another piece. It's really about the freedom of knowing who you are. Once you feel free enough to hear, and once you feel free enough to accept, you can move into your own greatness. I was doing some work earlier in the week, and it's not complete. It's my own personal work on self-sabotage. You know, we all have it. We all deal with it in one way or another. And one of the interesting pieces that came forward, and again, you know, my revelations are new for me, and if they can help you, that's great. But one of the revelations I had, and again, you may have already gotten this, but when I was working with the word self-sabotage, and then the word sabotage, what came forward from the records was the idea that during the war, we sabotaged our enemies. That's what the undercover people did during the war. In every war, there's always been an underground that has sabotaged the enemy so they would not be successful with their conquering, if you will, or their movement to success. And if you take that and look at your own life, it would be very important to really move back and see where and when it was important or it became necessary or it was introduced to you as a concept that you became the enemy of you. Because when you became the enemy of you is when you decided that you needed to sabotage you. And so that piece of information is one of the things that I would like you to work on this week. So the idea here is where and when did you decide you were the enemy? And that's what I'm working on. Because there are parts, you know, there are always pieces and parts of us that need to be explored, and we need to put the light on those pieces that are in the dark. There are parts of our being that we are here to explore, and it's about being courageous enough to shine the light on those areas that we feel are shameful or that we feel need help. Now, what I've also noticed is that when this one particular person begins to procrastinate, rather than they go into a huge self-recrimination piece around procrastination. So much so that their procrastination creates a state of overwhelm and shame. And that overwhelm and shame then moves them into a place of cocooning so that they don't show themselves. And they don't even show themselves to themselves. So that what happens is the more they procrastinate, the more they don't show themselves. And the more they don't show themselves, the more they cocoon. And the more they cocoon, the more they sabotage. And the more they sabotage, you get the picture, right? And so it's really about moving into an awareness of what does your sabotage, what are the red flags of your self-sabotage? When does it begin? Does it begin with procrastination? Does it begin with making inappropriate or less thought out choices? Where does the sabotage begin? Or where has it begun? And what are the red flags around the sabotage that you have for yourself that stops you from truly moving into your own knowing? Now, interestingly enough, that what they're saying is part of it could actually be what Don was talking about. It's the idea of how do I look at this so that I can reframe it. That, you know, not knowing and then not doing anything is the part of your own personal self-sabotage that creates an atmosphere of non-action. And then that non-action creates a guilt and a frustration. And that guilt and frustration then creates more non-action. And if you see it, it goes around in a circle. And then it becomes an overwhelm or such a frustration that you throw your hands up and you say, I can't do anything about it. I'm helpless. And then the helplessness moves into another spiral. So it would be important, as you're really looking at things this week, for you to take a look at where you began to spiral from into your helplessness, if you will, or into your I don't know, or into your area of not wanting to know or afraid to know. And, for example, what would happen if people's attitudes or perceptions of you shifted from a place of, I'm going to give just for a lack of respect to one, to respect. So, for example, there are some people listening that whose families don't hold them in high esteem based on past actions. And what happens is when you allow yourself to be pinholed, if you will, pigeonholed into that into that response, then the consideration is it's time to move. If, in fact, you have not been able to break out of the opinions of others and that your behavior in the past is something that you cannot overcome clearly now, then it's time for you to consider starting anew somewhere in a way that you truly want to be. But before you do that, you have to be very clear about the actions that brought you to where you are, so that you don't have to worry about will it happen again. So in what areas would you be able to take more responsibility? What would have to happen for you to be able to move into a place of feeling respect for yourself? What would have to happen? And where would you have to go to be able to feel that you had no baggage and there was no one there that was going to tell you how you should feel about yourself? So it's very important that you take a look at all this. As we move in to this very important time, we are being called to really look at our own attitudes with truly a very strong magnifying glass. Not, again, from a place of criticism, but from a place of awareness, from a place of wanting to know and being willing to take action around what we know to be important. Now, there are many of us that are still working on feeling brave enough to take that first step of change, because sometimes, in many cases, change is hard. Change means a whole new life, a whole new set of responsibilities. And there's a fear that if I move into responsibility, the responsibilities will take me over and I'll have no time to do my work. And that, my friend, is not trusting the universe. That, my friend, is calling out the action and assuming that you know what the outcome will be, rather than being open to receiving whatever it is the universe wants to bring you. Because when you set your intention to shift your consciousness and you check all the levels of your being so that they're in alignment and you move forward towards that, the universe will come in to assist you. However, if those words I just said were followed by your monkey mind saying, yeah, well, not for me because I don't know if I can trust the universe because I never know when something's going to happen or somebody's going to come and take my money or I'm not going to be able to have the right kind of job and I just don't know if that's going to work. And if you have a monkey mind like that, that's the first step. To embrace that monkey mind and allow that monkey mind to give you all the information you need to be able to clear what you need to clear. And be grateful. Don't resist it. Be grateful for the information. Write down the information. Say thank you for telling me that. I didn't realize that was still playing in my mind. Thanks so much for mentioning it. I'm going to write it down. And then at that point, you're finding out what your red flags are because when your monkey mind starts chattering, it's really going to be important for you to listen because those are all the issues that are still lurking within your brain and your being and your personality that is stopping you from being who you are. So don't fight the monkey mind. Embrace it, write the information down, and then you can release it. The Record Keepers once told me, in order to know the truth, you must first know the lies. That's an important statement. In order for us to know the truth of who we are, we must first explore the lies of who we think we might be or we think we were. Each one of us, unless you've done an immense amount of work, and there's not a lot of people out there that can answer this way, but I will tell you that the majority of human beings out there are afraid of looking at who they truly are for fearing they won't like what they see. And what I'd like to encourage you to do is to know that the more you look for who you truly are, the more you're going to love what you see if you allow yourself to receive it. You know, this program is so important. It's important for me, and it's an important thing for the planet, I believe. And I really, really can't thank you enough for listening because each one of you that hears these messages hopefully will carry it on to other people and will tell other people what you heard tonight to help them shift because that's what starts the domino effect. You see, that's what really gets us moving. The more people who can really embrace and anchor their own light or expand their light or discover their light, even a fraction of the light is better than no light. And so for each one of you that is listening tonight, my request is that you tell 5 other people about this program so they can then listen to this program. You might want to go up on the archives. You know, this is such a good deal, the archives here at BBS Radio. All my shows are archived. And if you're listening on a specific date, it's not going to necessarily be labeled, but you'll know the date that you listen. And if there was something of value for you in tonight's program, then note the date of July 6, 2008, and say, I need to go back and listen to that program again, and then sign up for the archives, and then share that information with your friends. You know, we don't necessarily have sponsors here. We're starting to think about getting actual sponsors for Akashic Wisdom. So if you know someone who would like to be on the program, who would like to become a sponsor of Akashic Wisdom so that we can grow to an even greater light, I would love to hear from you. Also, if this information, and if you like this information, and this is helpful to you, then consider having me come to your town and speak in front of your groups, because I do this for 3 hours at a time. I take questions with the records open, and you can have your group sit there and ask questions globally as well as personally. And it's reasonable, and it's profound, and it's helpful. So if that's something you would like to see happen in your community, again, please call me or email me. My email, in fact, if you want to email a question tonight, that's great. We still have some time. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's AKASHICWISDOM. I travel all over the country, willing to travel internationally, because this work is important to get out, and I'm willing to go where I need to go to get it done. So I really want you to consider, if you're called to bring this forth in your community, to allow that to happen. Now, the other thing I wanted to share with you is I am also a member of Akashic Record Consultants International, and that website is just what I said, akashicrecordconsultantsinternational.org. We're having a wonderful conference in October. I'd love to see you folks there. We're going to be teaching a level one and an advanced level two. I'm also just wanting you to email me questions. Call in questions, because, again, remember, this program is as rich as you will allow it to be by your questions. So I hope you consider doing it. Do we have a caller there?
Yes, hello.
Hi there. And who is this?
This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Nikki, for you folks who are listening, is a level two student of mine and a good friend. I'm glad you're calling, and she always has interesting questions. So what's your question tonight, Nikki?
Well, it's going off of what you were just saying before you started speaking about the people calling in. About you said, in order to know the truth of who you are, you must first explore the lies.
Right.
Well, I'm wondering, since we all have our own truth, how does one identify what is truth for you personally?
Well, that's a great question. So how do you know what your truth is?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And just to kind of help people understand, truth is different for everyone, because you never know what's true for you, Nikki, may not be true for me or Don or whatever, and that's an excellent question. So the idea of truth has to do... What I'm hearing is truth has to do with a vibratory tone. That when someone hears the truth, that it resonates within their being as a knowing and an anchor. Lack of truth or untruth, if you will resonate in the throat or the solar plexus. As a shaky energy.
So a what energy?
A shaky. The energy will be shaky.
Okay.
So for example, is that when someone receives their truth, or they come upon something that they know to be their truth, they feel anchored in that. Now, clearly, there are times where people will feel anchored in the truth, and that they want to feel anchored in. But they, deep in their heart, know that it's not 100%. Go ahead, ask that question. What do you got there?
I'm still writing. Deep in the heart. I'm wondering if they can give this in a different way as a saying, as that it's an anchor, because I don't know that that's necessarily clear.
Okay. And here's the other thing, ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference between when you have your records open and you're working with the information from a truth point of view and if you're out of your records. But when you're in your records, there is a knowing that truth is. It's a vibrational resonance that happens that actually anchors from your heart as a knowing. And that's what they're telling me. So it's really about, for example, is when you receive truth, you never have to ask, is this true? You just know it. Because you can feel the truth of it. Okay, so they're going to give me an example. They're going to give you an example, Nikki, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is an interesting example. What they're saying is that your name is Nicole, correct?
Yes.
Your name is Nikki, correct?
Yes.
Your name's not Gertrude, right?
Right.
If somebody calls you Gertrude, how does it feel?
Like, who are you talking to? That's not my name.
Exactly. But there's a different vibrational rate that if somebody calls you by a different name, it's not your truth. You don't answer to that name. It's a very interesting. What they're showing me is that we don't answer to that which is not us. And so what they're suggesting is that you work with the energy of what does it feel like to be called your name, opposed what does it feel like to be called something else? So, for example, here's the other piece. What they're saying, and this is something for everybody also, the truth of who you truly are is not held in the opinion of others. And when you hear the opinion of others, you know that opinion is not true, correct?
Yes.
And what is your opinion of yourself? Note the difference between how it feels when you know who you are and you have and receive information about who you are opposed to what other people think of you. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a feeling. It's a different feeling. And so what they're suggesting is that you start experimenting with knowing and not knowing, with anchoring this feels right, this doesn't feel right.
I think I've gotten confused when you think you have a feeling that is so in your heart and it seems like then things go vastly wrong. And it seems like you had all this, let's say you're following your heart and you're being true to your heart and that feeling that you feel, but then you run into, because that's what you're feeling and that's what your truth is, that doesn't mean that's what everybody else is experiencing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. But if you're looking for your truth, it doesn't make any. If you're looking for your truth, it doesn't make any difference what other people's truth is. You can only follow your heart. You can't follow anybody else's information, unless you totally align with it.
Well, it's not even following other people's information, but just like following other people's reality. It seems at times, you know, it's.
No. It's not about following somebody else's reality, because what you're talking about, it has really to do what they're saying is it has to do with honoring their reality, but understanding what your truth is. But your truth can only be about you. It cannot be about somebody else. Do you understand what that means?
Yes.
Yeah. Can't be a... It's like your truth is only about you. What's right for you. Not what's right for somebody else.
Right. I'm just... and then... I guess the confusion comes when that doesn't seem to be matching up with every, like, other people you're running into on a daily basis. Is,
well, that's when you have to change communities, huh? That's because if you're running in certain circles that don't acknowledge you and acknowledge your truth as being okay for you, and they're trying to change your truth to be their truth, and that's not the circles you want to run in.
Okay. I'm not sure what else to ask about this, and I'm noticing we're almost out of time, so I think I'll have to think about what else to ask about this, because there's a piece that's missing that I'm not...
I tell you what, Nikki, we have to stop now.
I noticed the time, so...
Yeah, I love you, but here's if everyone, continue this on your own. We have to stop. I'm going to say I got to close the records. We'll be back next week. Let's pick this up, and you guys call in. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.